Sleep tourism. This is from CNN Travel. It says here that going on a vacation might seem like a rather unconventional way to try to improve your sleep habits, but sleep tourism has been growing in popularity, especially since the pandemic. What happens is there's an increasing amount of people who are booking up hotels and stays, including at certain hotels and resorts and other places that are specifically now providing spaces for people to come and sleep.
Is that what hotels are all about? A place for people to come and sleep?
Stay home and sleep.
Interesting you say that, Dave, because according to Dr. Rebecca Robbins, a sleep researcher and co-author of the book Sleep for Success, she says when it comes down to it, travelers book hotels for a place to sleep. Not me. Sleep is the last thing I'm concerned about when I'm traveling. You see, because when I'm traveling and I'm paying for a hotel.
You want as few hotel nights as possible. Huh?
And I don't want to miss anything. I don't want to waste my time sleeping. And I certainly don't want to pay for sleeping. Now, I know I need to sleep, so I'd like to pay for a clean place to sleep. Mm-hmm. I will pay for the convenience. This is the most important part for me anyway. If I'm going someplace, how convenient is this hotel or whatever motel you're staying at to the activity that I'm going to be partaking?
Right. Now, the restaurants nearby or in the hotel, et cetera.
Key, yes. Is it? And the hotel offers a lot of hotels that offer those great breakfast and sometimes even those dinner opportunities, too, as part of the overall package price.
Oh, yeah. Really? I've never gotten a dinner.
Well, yeah, there's some.
If you've never dinner.
Yeah, it's not like a full sit-down, but it's enough that you could feed yourself if you want to and save your time and things like that, especially if you're dealing with kids and things like that, or in my case, in this past several years, dealing with baseball teams. We've had to go to tournaments and things like that. So over the past year, for example, in New York, the Bright Restorative Sleep Suite has opened at the Park Hyatt, a 900-square-foot suite filled with sleep-enhancing amenities. The Rosewood Hotels and Resorts now offer a collection of retreats called the Alchemy of Sleep. In London, the Zedwell Hotel is the first sleep-centric hotel, featuring rooms equipped with innovative soundproofing. In Sweden, a bed manufacturer has teamed up with a hotel to establish the world's first sleep spa hotel. That's how big this has become. In fact, at the Belmont Hotel in London, there's even a special sleep catering service where you go to the sleep concierge and you can get sleep-inducing medication, a pillow menu, options. Yeah. And the option of even receiving a weighted blanket, bedtime tea specifically to help you sleep, and scented mists for you to enjoy your stay.
Now that's convenience. They're going all out, aren't they?
They sure are. More power to you if that's your need. But again, I'm not paying for it.
At what price?
Guess what's not listed here in any of these?
They don't tell you what you pay for the amenities. Eh?
And perhaps it's because depending on the stay that you book in the place, maybe what's the standard, one night this, each night that, if you're playing for the single, the queen, the double, whatever. Yeah. There's all kinds of ways that you can factor into price, but nothing here. What I find further fascinating is they talk about the importance of sleep to your overall health. I mean, as much as this sounds amusing, I mean, let's face it, a sleep disorder can affect your health in a lot of ways. So again, this Dr. Robbins, who we referenced earlier, who again wrote the book Sleep for Success and is a sleep researcher, says that you should always base, if you're going to utilize one of these hotels, spas, or resorts, or things like that, make sure that there's a representative of a medical or scientific person available to determine if perhaps you might have something else going on in your life that is affecting your sleep, that just going to try and get some sleep is not going to be cured. Perhaps you have a sleep disorder. Perhaps you have something going on that is more going to affect your health than you trying to get a good night's sleep.
Hmm. I wonder if they have any of them around here. I didn't get a good night's sleep last night. I could use one.
But are you going to pay for it?
No.
Well, there you go. This is what, sleep tourism, really.
All right. So you go on vacation to go see things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you're paying for it, all that.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to sleep, nothing feels better than my own bed. why am I going anywhere else? I am just going to stay and sleep for free in my own bed.
But does your wife cater to you as a sleep concierge? Will she offer you a pillow menu, Pat?
No.
Will she offer you tea?
No. But I'll tell you one thing. I will also get an 80-pound dog leaning against me. See, now that helps with great sleep.
Need the pillow.
And then a cat walking on your head around early in the morning because he wants to be fed. See, now there.
Well, now you know it's relaxation. Affecting your sleep. Exactly right. Well, and this was what fascinated me, the people paying for it. You know, that's funny you say that, because how many times a lot of people say, as much as they enjoy traveling and same as, you know, sometimes trying to sleep in a different bed is tough to do.
Yeah, a lot of people can't do it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And if, bottom line, you do need a sleep expert or something, would it be self-promotable for us to say, look, if you think you have a sleep problem, the Morning Team Show sponsor is Sound Asleep Lab.
There you go. Yes.
You can stay local and, in all seriousness, have an expert determine whether or not you actually have some kind of sleep disorder before you just go off someplace just because you want a good night's sleep.
There you go.
Yes.
Get help right close to home. Yeah.
SoundAsleepLab.com. That's SoundAsleepLab.com. I'm sure there are some people who partake, but no. Well, you know, for me, it wouldn't interest me no matter anyway, because people who have listened for a long time know that I've made references before, and I still maintain sleeping is a waste of time. I have better things to do than sleep.
No.
We believe you. We know you.
Yeah. I have to disagree. Sleep is one of my favorite hobbies. I love it.
It's necessary, I admit, and you can't function without it, and there are times when I just do collapse. Yeah. But if I had my choice, as Charlie and Dave stay on the air, Pat goes off to take a nap.